What up, world? It's your boy E letting you know we are now proud members of the Visionaries Global Media family. That's right, catch us Wednesdays on Visionaries Global Media.
Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
This is Nattering with E with your host, Eric Friedlander.
This week's episode of Nattering with E is brought to you by Century Gloves, your world leader in martial arts. Need gloves? Made for speed bag, heavy bag, and fitness training, Century Gloves has been helping people like you and I get into shape since 1976. With genuine leather for maximum durability, finger-specific dexterity, and curved cushioning to reduce hand fatigue, Century Gloves will help provide you with the pound-shedding workout you've always dreamed of.
This is Frigid A with Eric and SJ.
Hey SJ, how's it going?
It's frigid. How about you, Eric?
Frigid?
Frigid A.
Hey. What up, world? It's your... What up, world? It's your girl SJ and your boy E coming at you as you can tell, we're still working on our intro a little bit, but we're just chilling. So unfortunately, our guest that we had spoken about last week was unable to join us. We're hoping that Matt joins us eventually when he has time in his schedule. And so today, normally we post these episodes on Wednesdays. However, today is both Mario Day for the Super Mario games and Chuck Norris's birthday bash. And if you're into the WWE / Spider-Verse / music, apparently it's Bad Bunny's birthday too. Did you know that, SJ?
Oh, no, I had no idea. Wow, happy birthday to him.
Yeah, so today we're just going to do as we always do, shoot the breeze and see where it takes us. So this episode should go up today, actually, Sunday, March 10th, for sure on the Nattering with E network. And I think probably it'll still go up on Wednesday with the Visionaries Global Media, but we'll have like the early edition up on Nattering with E. So SJ, did you know that with the Oscars on tonight also, Chuck Norris was once won every category at the Oscars, despite not being nominated for any of them?
Oh, no, I didn't know that. Wow.
Oh, it was
pretty impressive.
It was a joke. It was a joke because of Chuck Norris.
I totally missed that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm like, you know, honestly, I'm still a little, like, I was drinking last night, so I'm still a little bit off. But I'm okay now, kind of.
That's awesome.
Everything's going over my head today.
How was the wrestling last night? Was it awesome or?
It was fun. It was really cool. I ended up meeting Dustin there, who is the host actually of Wrestling Night in Canada.
Nice.
From the Wizards Network. So I hung out with him while we were at the show. It was really cool. It was a great show. Very entertaining. Pretty good for my first one.
That's awesome. Who did Tara Zepp end up facing?
You know what? I didn't catch his name or anything. It was just some goof in a red mod suit or something. I don't know who it was.
Yeah, fair enough. That's
he was like wearing like all red with like a red mask. Like I don't know what it, I think it was just a joke to be honest, because they probably didn't really find anyone to go against her. So.
Yeah. Because both. So what we're talking about to start is the Street Fighter tournament for Winnipeg Pro Wrestling. And so one of the matches was supposed to be a women's title fight between SJ's favorite wrestler, Steph DeLander, and my favorite wrestler, Silesia Sparks. However, both bailed. One Steph bailed for visa issues, and Silesia, we don't know the reason why, but I suppose they have a good reason. So when Steph bailed, they were going to have Tara Zepp, who's an awesome hardcore wrestler, face Silesia for the women's title. However, when Silesia bailed, they had, as SJ just said, someone in a red jumpsuit apparatus.
Yeah, I didn't catch his name or anything, but it was like kind of more comedic than an actual fight.
And
Yeah, so
I saw on your Instagram you got to meet Tara Zepp. How was she?
she is the sweetest girl you can ever meet. Yeah, she has the dark look and everything. She looks mean, but she's the sweetest ever.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I think she fought Matt Tremont. I might be wrong if it was her or someone else who looks like her, but they had like a death match in
It might have been
H2O.
her because she was in ICW too.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it probably was her most likely.
Yeah, she was doing some crazy stuff. You know how when you're not watching wrestling and you tell someone who's a non-wrestling watcher that you're big into it, and so the first thing they always say to you, I don't know if you get this too, but for me, it's always, it's fake, right? And I'm like, like all the shows that you watch are fake, right? So,
It's
yeah, and
like, yeah, and just let me be.
I'm entertained by this. What's the problem? What's the problem? So, but I forget where I was
Exactly.
going. I forget where I was going with that actually. But yeah, it just popped into my head. So last week we were talking about our favorite things about our provinces. And one thing that I found interesting shortly after we were talking about movies, and I started watching The Crow. First time I'd seen it, thanks to SJ's recommendation. And say that movie is like bonkers is an understatement. I can't believe they actually, like, that guy actually died.
I know it's really sad. He was such a talented actor, and that had to go and happen. They think that it was intentional, though, too. Like, they don't think it was a mistake. They think somebody did it on purpose.
Yeah, I heard that too because it sounds like the guy who did the actual like shooting, one of the bad guys in the scene, apparently they had like a personality conflict, him and that guy, the crow and that guy. So maybe it was an actual like setup for it, but yeah, it's crazy. Did you see any of the
Yeah,
sequels to
it
it?
is. No, I didn't. I didn't want to bother.
Yeah, that's fair. I looked up some of the sequels and they just look awful. It's you could tell that they had planned to have like a bunch of sequels with Brandon Lee as Eric Draven, and then when that accident unfortunately took his life, they were like, yeah, we're just gonna bring this random guy in and then this random guy in, and it's just like, ah, not cool.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I'm kind of like, I don't know, I'm on the fence about the new one they're doing right now. I mean, the guy they have for him that played Pennywise on It, the new It, like, I mean, he's good and all, but I don't think he's Brandon Lee
That's interesting. They're having that Skarsgård guy, right? He's the new. It's interesting.
Indeed.
Yeah, for
It
sure,
is.
for sure. Okay, so we're gonna get into Mario Day. So, growing up, were you Team Mario, Team Luigi, or Team Balthazar? Or not? Is it Balthazar? No. Balthazar is a Pokemon.
Team
Don't get the
Bowser?
Bowser, Balthazar is a Pokemon.
You sure you want to go about
I'll let you
this talk?
lead for this, and I'll try and jump in at any time. So,
kidding. Well, for starters, anyways, happy Mario Day to everybody. Obviously, like Mar the reason why they have Mario Day is because March 10th spells out Mario pretty much. So, which is pretty cool, I guess you can say. But yeah, but no, like I said, like we won't be just talking about like Mario per se. I mean, like I was just like I know we gathered all this stuff last minute to do this episode, but I was looking up some interesting stuff, and then I didn't even notice, but there's actually different there's like 9 generations of consoles that have been made in a lifetime. Like it's pretty cool actually. There was this one interesting one that I saw. It was like from like 1972, and it was called a Magnavox Odyssey. I don't know if you've ever heard of that one before.
No, tell me more. Tell me more.
Well, I don't know much about it myself, but anyways, it was one of the first consoles that ever came out, and apparently there was only a limited of games on it. Like they had like one called Cat and Mouse, they had like a hockey one, they had like ping pong. Like it looked pretty tacky actually, but I mean, I guess that was big in the 1970s for them, I guess, right? Because it was their very first console. So that was probably like what the Super Nintendo was to us, right? Like when it first came out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Were
Yeah,
you?
but no, I didn't really read much into it, but huh?
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead. What were you gonna say?
I was going to say, were you always Team Nintendo, or were you like on PlayStation or Xbox or any of those growing up, or?
I pretty much tried a little bit of everything. Like, I mean, I've tried Sega Genesis. I even tried Atari.
Oh, nice. Nice. Nice.
Yeah, and like that was like Atari was pretty fun. I enjoyed that one very much. Like, especially the Space Invaders and Asteroids. Like, that was all like, fun stuff. I didn't even know this either, but Atari, they actually had a Donkey Kong game on there. I didn't even know that.
Amazing. I love Donkey Kong. If you ever see me in person, you'll think I'm like a human version of Donkey Kong. Big beard and I'm like this all the time.
Oh,
So
just banging your chest. Oh,
exactly. They're like, why is that guy on the
But
subway
yeah,
banging his chest? I'm like, Donkey Kong.
is it Donkey Kong or is it Tarzan? No,
Exactly.
sorry, I had to throw that in there.
Oh no, that's great. That's great. Yeah. Did you ever play Duck Hunter, I think it was, where you like you had the gun and you would shoot the ducks and then the dog would like show up and like take the ducks' carcasses to you?
He would make fun of you and then just make you be ashamed of how we're shooting. He just ruins your confidence for when you're shooting. He's like the hell, you're a shooter? Fuck. Oh yeah, I played that. That was one of my favorite games to play. Like, I mean, like because when the first Nintendo came out, like the NES, like I think that's all I ever played was Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt. Those are like, I mean, I've tried a few other ones. Like, I mean, I've tried like what ones was it that I tried? They used to have like Tetris for it. Like they even had like Mike Tyson's Punch Out. Speaking of Mike Tyson, how do you feel about the whole Jake Paul and him going against each other?
I honestly think that if Jake Paul somehow knocks out Mike Tyson, it's rigged. Because there's no way. He's the most dangerous guy on the planet. I was listening to another podcast called Macko and Cause Pod, and one of the hosts, I think it was Macko, was like, I interviewed a guy who got into the ring with Mike Tyson, and I said to him, "Hey, do you think I could take that punch?" And the guy was like, matter of factly, was just like, "No, he." You take a punch and you'd be dead. So if it so, knowing like how big of crazy man Mike Tyson literally is, like you've seen him in TNA, I mean AEW, and he's like nuts, knocking guys out. So I'm like, there's no way this guy Jake Paul will be able to survive in there with him. Like if he connects with any of his shots, it's over, is what I think. So.
Yeah, that's true. It'll be like a whole like Ronda Rousey and Nunes fight again. Did you watch that one? It was like only a few seconds. Did you watch that one? Oh my God, that was like such a waste of money for a pay-per-view.
I remember being like big into UFC like 6 7 years ago, but then I just like it got boring. I don't know if it got boring. I don't know how to phrase this properly, so I'll just say it. Do you ever find where like I'm getting this way with deathmatch wrestling too? Like we both love deathmatch wrestling, but like if some now I can't look at a regular chair shot in a wrestling match because I know that that's just like the equivalent of a punch in deathmatch wrestling. So like if somebody falls after and is like selling a chair shot, I'm just like, why? Get up.
Exactly.
Yeah, so with UFC, I'm just like, if some guy gets like knocked out within the first 30 seconds, I'm just like, really? Like, come on, man, get up. As if me eating potato chips on the couch watching this guy should be a judge of him doing that.
You probably only got like sweet potato chips in for that fight.
I saw there's a hilarious meme slash tweet that I should send you where this guy is bashing he's insulting some random UFC guy and the UFC guy is like, what would you do if I came to your house? And he's like, probably turtle because you'd kick my ass. And he's like, so why are you saying it now? And he's like, I'm safer behind a computer screen.
That's hilarious. Oh my God.
But
Oh, that's great.
yeah, Mike
That's
Tyson
awesome.
Punch Out was a good game. I remember, like, there's been a few boxing games throughout the years on the
Like the original NES or the Super NES?
I think on both, plus on like more current generations, there's also some boxing and stuff like that. So,
It's
yeah.
just more like it's more technical. Like it's more like it just looks more fancy now.
Yeah, absolutely. What's interesting to me too is, do you remember, I think it was the NES or the Genesis, where you got these cartridges and they had like tw 20 or 50 games on them. And so you could
Yes, I remember that.
just going into the library or whatever, like if you got bored of Duck Hunter, you could go to Tetris and you didn't have to like take the cartridge out and then go to buy it or anything like that. Like it was literally on the same cartridge. You just had to go back to the start menu, and it was amazing. Now they're like, hey,
It
how
was
are we
really cool.
now they're like, hey, how are we gonna make money if we have all of our games on one cartridge?
And now they're like, let's just separate them all, now we can make some more moolah.
Yeah. I'm like, why is everything $80 Canadian? I'm just like, come on.
Oh, I know. Same with like the Switch games, they're butt expensive now.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. I always look for the deals or whatever. Since we connected via the Shining Wizards net, Discord, so we both love video games, and like a lot of other people love video games in there. So I was like, can we please just have our own channel for video games? Like for months, I was like, give us our own channel. So.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think then they ended up adding one, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They did. And that one is like more active than any of their other ones. That and music are like the two biggest ones. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm always going there, like sharing my concerts or whatever that I'm going to and whatnot. Or I'm posting memes.
Your memes are
So,
great. Your memes are great.
did you see that one I sent you? Or not that, did you see that one that I posted in there where it was crawling everywhere?
I missed what you said.
I said, did you see the one I posted in there where it said, this place is crawling with pussy?
Oh yes, that one's hilarious.
Oh my God. I'm like, that's great. I'm like, I'm sharing that right away.
Did you see the one where I posted this guy like I guess he must have tweeted or Facebooked midget dwarfs with a big booty and a barbecue on their breasts. And then underneath he's like, oh crap, this isn't Google.
Yeah, I seen
That
that one. That was great. Oh God.
was
There's so many good freaking memes out there, man. Seriously. So good.
Oh, they're amazing. They're amazing. So what games are you playing
Yeah.
currently?
Right now, I haven't really been playing any lately. Like there's just been so much going on with like work and getting like just finishing like physio and like I haven't even had time to play any games lately. So I've just been like, yeah, I don't know. I should really start playing my Super Nintendo again, to be honest.
You
It's down gathering dust that's starting to miss me.
Yeah, exactly. It still works like perfectly fine. Your Super Nintendo.
Oh yeah, it works perfect. I think we got it from, where the hell did we get it from? I think we bought it off of Marketplace, I think. And yeah, we got it off Marketplace, and then it came with like a bunch of games too. I think it was like $200 for the system itself and like a bunch of games. So yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's
Yeah, so
awesome.
no, I still play it sometimes. I was just gonna say too, going back to the whole Mike Tyson thing, I just wanted to say that for that fight between Jake Logan and Mike Tyson, I'm hoping to see ears flying everywhere.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
You ever see those ones where like they make fun of him biting people's ears off?
Yeah.
But yeah, but anyways, I just wanted to throw that in there.
I remember I that's one of
but
my
yeah.
that's one
Go
of
ahead.
my influences from when we were doing the 90s pod slash we love the 90s as you can tell from all of our conversations. Go back to there and go back to wrestling basically. But
Yeah, quite.
do you remember Mars Attacks? Do you remember that movie?
The movie? Yeah. Cack, 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 cack. Yes,
yeah,
I did.
So Evander Holyfield's in that movie, right? And roughly around that same time was when the ear biting incident happened. So apparently they had to like skip, like they had to delay filming so that he could get his ears repaired. It's like no, he's literally in Hollywood. He can't get his ears like bitten off. Like Tyson's like, I didn't eat supper that day. I don't know. So.
I know. That's why I'm like, I'm hoping to see ears flying everywhere for this one.
Yeah, it's great. You never see guys do that
oh
anymore.
Oh my god.
In the fights. You never
no,
see
No, definitely not, for sure.
Yeah. Like
Yeah, no, not at all. So what were some of your favorite oh sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say because we're both sidebarring here. But when you were talking about UFC and like crazy things for UFC, I was do you remember when Conor McGregor fought Khabib and like Khabib's team literally jumped into the ring and like climbed the fence to literally like attack Conor McGregor?
Oh no, I didn't see that one.
That
Oh.
that was a couple years ago. I think it was like 2018. But apparently, in like the buildup, there's always trash talk in the press conferences, right? And
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Khabib wanted to retire or something like that, and instead of just calling him like a wimp or weak, McGregor made it personal and was like your dead father would be disappointed in you like wanting to retire. So he's like, all right, fine, I'll get into the ring with you, and he knocked him out in like 3 seconds. And then
Oh God!
apparently McGregor had been like talking trash to the rest of Khabib's like training team. So as he's coming to, and Khabib is over to the side, like doing an interview, all you see is like these dudes climb up the cage, and you're like, is this wrestling or is this UFC? And like these guys literally jump, yeah, these guys literally jump into the cage and start like attacking McGregor, and like the cops run in to like break them up or whatever, and they're doing like UFC moves on the cops, and then the cops. We're like, all right, we were going easy on you, and they just like beat the shit out of this one guy. So,
oh my god,
my friend and I who were watching it, and she was because she wanted to. It was kind of a weird story. She wanted to impress this guy that she was going out with, but like she didn't want to infringe on his like guy time while he was watching UFC. So she called me up and was like, "Hey, can I come over and like watch the UFC fight with you?" And I'm like, I'm a wrestling and boxing guy. I don't really care about UFC. She's like, come on, please, please. So we're watching this thing at like 2 a.m. at my house. And like, I'm falling asleep. And then she's like, holy shit, this guy just jumped into the cage. And I was like, oh my God, amazing. So yeah, crazy.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Wicked.
So in terms of games that I've played, I grew up on N64. That was my jam. Like mainly sports games, NHL and Madden, a little bit of GoldenEye, a little bit of do you remember? Okay, so earlier you mentioned how the dog in Duck Hunt would mock you if you like couldn't shoot properly. So in I don't know if you ever played the game Army Men.
I don't think so. I don't think I've played that one.
Essentially, you're these like little soldiers, and you're the green army. You're the green army, and you're trying to stop the gold army from doing things. So anytime that I would like not be able to accomplish something, they'd have like a military voice come over and be like, "Is that all you got? Are you like a wimp or something?" And like really talk smack to you. And so like as an 8 to like 11-year-old, I would be like in tears playing this game. I'd be like, "Yes, sir, one more push-up, sir."
Oh my God.
My family would be like, my siblings would be like, "Why are you crying playing a video game?" And I'm like, "They're so mean to me." And they're like, "Just play Cruisin' USA or Diddy Kong Racing." And I'm like, "No, I have to show them that I'm a good military person." And they're like, "You're an idiot."
And that was on the and that was on the one you play, the
On the
controller, or
N60, on the N64, on the N64.
no.
But
What? I love the N64 too.
yeah, I used to play all those wrestling games too, like Revenge and I remember ECW had a game, and there was like a backyard wrestling game where you could be like the Juggalos or whatever, so.
I think my nephew had that one actually. My nephew was the one that was mostly into the N64. Because at that time when N64 came out, I was like in high school being a slacker and just being a troublemaker, not playing any game.
Yeah, you're causing actual anarchy, not NWA anarchy. So.
Yeah, pretty well. But the only game that I ever enjoyed playing on the N64 with my nephew and will always be one of my favorites is Pokemon Stadium.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I
I
don't think
remember I
I.
would always make.
Sorry,
Go
go
ahead.
ahead. Go ahead. The problem with being
No.
in two different cities is like the Zoom sort of like it pauses when I say something and then SJ says something. So by the time that like I'm finished my sentence or SJ's finished her sentence, it's like we're already talking over each other.
You go ahead. You okay, you go ahead.
Now I forget what I was saying. Go back to Pokemon Stadium. Go back to Pokemon Stadium.
I was just gonna say when we played Pokemon Stadium, I remember I'd always go with I may have been like a teenager and stuff and like being a slacker enough, but I enjoyed watching Pokemon as well with my nephew, and then so I would always tried like I enjoyed Misty on the cartoon, so I always got like all water Pokemon for my wharves. I was like, I want to be like Misty. Then I just like would make a water like a water group to fight against my nephew.
Nice. Nice. Is that the nephew who's becoming a wrestler or?
Yeah, that's the one who's going to start a training in April. He actually just texted me this past weekend and said that he paid it all off now. So it's official.
That's awesome. We got to get him on the pod too. So another frigid
Oh
fan.
yeah, well that's what I told him. I was like, you know what? Once like your first couple of weeks or whatever, I was like, maybe we'll have you on so you can let us know about your experience being there and stuff.
We'll be with him every step of the way, even when he becomes when he dethrones 84-year-old Roman Reigns as the Universal Champion.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. But oh my nephew, he does listen to this stuff. He does listen to our podcast.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
By the way, hi, Sean.
Yeah. That's awesome. Notice how I didn't cry this time when you said someone listened to the pod. I'm getting better. I'm getting better.
Emotional.
Yeah,
We're getting a lot more listeners, though. It's pretty awesome.
it's great. It's really going up and stuff. So it's nice that way. But yeah, anytime
Thank
someone
you,
in
everybody, again.
yeah. Thank you, as SJ was just saying. But anytime someone mentions like, "Oh yeah, I listened to your pod," I'm just like, "One second." And they're like, "Sir, are you?" They're like, "Eric, are you okay?" And they're like, "Yeah, I'm okay." Okay. And then they're just like, we
I
want
gotta grab a tissue.
they're just like, we want to talk to SJ instead.
Oh, jeez.
At
I don't know if they want to talk to my crazy ass.
least you won't cry. You'll just go, you might be crazy,
Yeah, no, I'll be like, why, thank you.
but yeah, what took you'll be like, why, thank you, what took you so long? Meanwhile, I'm just like, thank you so much. I'm so happy.
It's like, and I'll be like, you better damn well keep listening. No, I'm kidding.
Which brings us to our next
I'm kidding.
person, Mr. Chuck Norris, because if you don't listen to our podcast, Chuck Norris will come and visit you with a roundhouse kick. So what are some of your favorite Chuck Norris jokes?
I was actually looking at that. Hang on a second. I'm gonna pull a couple of them up here. Yeah, there's, you know, we actually have a book of Chuck Norris jokes. I should have grabbed it, actually. It was sitting on the shelf. Hang
Nice.
on. I think there was one that I really liked from there. Let's see here. Oh, here we go. Here's a good one. Chuck Norris doesn't read books. He stares them down until he gets the information he wants.
That's great. That's great. But
Oh
I'll only narrow it to three. Otherwise, the rest of the podcast will be me just like saying Chuck Norris jokes. But so one that I love is Chuck Norris was once bitten by a cobra, and after 5 excruciating days, the cobra died. SJ, I think you froze. SJ, are you there?
yeah,
Oh, there you go.
it froze for some reason.
Yeah, no worries. I thought I shocked you and you're like, screw it, I can't do this episode anymore.
It's like, I quit. No, I'm kidding. But no, I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry. I didn't even like, I know that joke though. The one with the cobra, that one's a good one.
It's another one. There once was a street called Chuck Norris, but it was changed due to public safety because nobody crosses Chuck Norris and lives.
There's another one that's one of my favorites too. It's Freddy Krueger has nightmares about Chuck Norris. Yeah, we could go all day with these.
Yeah, Superman wears Chuck Norris pajamas.
Yeah. Oh, it's just
Oh, amazing.
hilarious.
Amazing.
Oh.
That's another one. Chuck Norris. I remember reading one that was so ridiculous. It was like Chuck Norris is the love child of Godzilla and Mr. T. That's like, what?
Oh my God, that's funny. You know what I thought was really cool about Chuck Norris though? Like, you know how they had that movie with the Expendables? I like that he appeared in one of those. I was waiting for that. That was so cool.
I think they said the Cobra joke in that movie too. Like,
They
still,
did. Like, yeah, that was a good one. It was cool to see him in there with all those powerhouse action actors.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, are you into Yo Mama jokes at all? Or no?
I mean, I've heard some, but I don't really say them myself, but I've heard.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But one of my colleagues at my real job is her 7-year-old is like into everything that I'm into. So
Nice.
I'm like, is he secretly 35 or am I secretly 7? Because like he last year when we had a staff retreat, it conflicted with Forbidden Door, but then he went with his uncle to Forbidden Door and had a blast.
Oh, nice. Well, that's good.
Then I love Yo Mama jokes and like he loves Yo Mama jokes, so he'll go up and like say things like that. Like what was one that he said? What do you call a cow with 2 legs?
What?
Yo mama.
Oh my
Oh, yeah.
God. Oh my God. That's
And
funny. They had, yeah, they had, yeah, go ahead.
Another one was your mom was so fat that when she stepped on the scale, it just said ouch.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I don't know what's up with my Wi-Fi. It's acting up. It's like disconnecting me from everything. I'm actually using my data for this now because that's why you froze. My Wi-Fi is being stupid.
Oh, right. You go off your phone, not a computer, right? Like you use
Yeah,
the.
I don't have a computer yet, but I mean, I'm looking into it. I'm looking into it, okay?
I remember when we did 90s with Bauer. He was also on a phone instead of on a computer. But yeah, yeah, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
So do you play Fortnite or any of those things that the Wizards play or
No, I don't play Fortnite. No, that's like, you know what? I've stopped following games since like freaking God, since like the Switch came out. I haven't followed anymore after that. Like, I only know as far as up to the Switch and the Xbox. That's it.
Yeah, I remember when the PS5 first came out because it's like $800 Canadian or something just for the console, not for the games. And so
Wow.
I remember saying when it was like coming out, and they were saying it's going to be like between 1200 to like $1500 just to get the system. I remember tweeting out what I would give to be like the child of a couple going through a rough divorce, because you knew that both parents would get you whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
Oh my God.
I remember years ago this family friend, they actually got divorced, and the mom got one of the kids a PS1. So this is going back like 20, almost 22 years ago, and the kid, as opposed to being like, "Oh, thanks so much, mom, this is great, like I love you to death," he says, "Oh, Dad got me this like 2 weeks ago, and he's getting me a GameCube." I'm just thinking, you
Yeah,
motherfucker.
I'm kidding. Jeez.
I like you, bastard. It was
My
hilarious.
God.
It's hilarious
That
though.
is.
Yeah, it was great. So what are you so you're not into the Oscars, you said? You that's not your thing.
You know what? I haven't really watched any kind of award shows since I was like a teenager. Like I would only like watch them like for like boy bands and shit, but other than that, I don't really watch award shows.
Yeah, I'm the same way. We did an office pool for actually that I'm running, so you'd think that I would watch the Oscars. But I was like, oh, ballot, cool, we can do this. But anyways, I the only two movies that I had seen that were on the ballot was like Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse and Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Oh, okay, nice. Those are good choice. Those are good ones. Those are really good
Yeah,
ones.
every other movie's like Barbie, Oppenheimer, Golda, The Holdovers. I'm like, what are these movies? I've never like.
Oppenheimer's really good. Oppenheimer's a really good movie. Barbie, I didn't really care about. Like that, it was okay, but it's not something I'd watch again.
Yeah, for sure. I was surprised that like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles didn't get put in like best action or anything like that, so.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, that is weird.
Actually, apparently for Fortnite now, one of the new so the clothes that they let your character wear are called skins. So the new skin that they have is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, nice. That's really cool.
So I was like, oh my
Man,
God.
I haven't heard. Oh my God. Man, I haven't heard of skin since like. Remember when you used to be able to change the skin on your media players on the computer?
Yes. Yeah.
Haven't heard skin changing since that.
That's hilarious. Oh, I wanted to ask you too, just generally speaking. You know how we've been doing the music reviews the last little bit? Were any of those bands that we put down as like top five favorite bands slash Canadian bands, were those your actual like number one? Or do you have like a different one that you didn't put on there?
Like you mean like band, like Canadian band wise, or like
No,
what?
just generally speaking.
Well, Simple Plan is one of my number one.
Nice. Because I was gonna say, like I'm gonna be doing a podcast about Radiohead's top five, like narrowing it down to the top five favorite songs of radio or best songs of Radiohead. So I was like, hey, I would listen to whatever band you were into. And then you were like, yeah, Simple Plan is my favorite band, Eric. And for years, I'm just like, no, please. But I'm trying to give it a chance. I'm trying to give it a chance. If you want, for a future episode, we can review Simple Plan's discography.
Oh my God, I would love that.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
Or Backstreet Boys, I don't care. Either of those, I'm good.
Okay. Are you sitting down or are you on the floor?
I'm on a chair.
Okay. Reason I say that is I was about to tell you I might be more willing to listen to the entire Backstreet Boys discography than Simple Plan.
I'm gonna faint now.
Yeah,
Brilliant.
I thought you were
That's a
gonna fall.
shocker.
I
Holy
thought you were
shit.
gonna
Oh my
fall.
goodness.
That's why I was.
Oh, we just became best friends now, bud. Okay, that's awesome.
I mean, we already were, but like, sure.
Yeah. That's
Oh,
awesome. That's a bonus. We haven't gotten
do you have Netflix still, or are you done with Netflix?
Netflix back yet. Like, we've been mostly watching Crave, Amazon, and Disney.
Yeah, reason being, I saw yesterday there's a documentary on New Kids on the Block leader George Michael's previous band, Wham.
Oh,
So,
for fuck's sake.
so
Really? No kidding.
I, we went from best friends to like, fuck you, Eric.
That's okay.
Oh,
That's okay. Oh, that was so crazy. That was so funny. I was just shaking my head at you at that. I'm like,
I don't know what was more hilarious, the fact that like the look that you gave me was, it wasn't even a death stare at that time when I made that joke initially. It was just like pure astonishment because you legit thought that I thought that George Michael was in New Kids on
I'm
the
like sitting here. I'm like, man, he's a dumbass.
Block.
No, I'm
So
just
you're
kidding.
like, yeah. I'm trying to be
He's such
nicer
a
to I'm
dumbass.
trying to be nicer to myself, but I do identify as like an idiot, so I'm just like
Oh, I have my idiot moments too. No worries. Like, I have my moments too.
Yeah,
Here, he's just like,
I saw that was on there, like the Wham documentary, and I was like, oh my God, I gotta tell SJ about this.
I
So
watched it actually. It's actually really good.
nice. I'll check it out. Check it out.
Yeah, definitely. And then about the games and stuff. So like, so out of all the consoles that you've ever played growing up, so which consoles have you seen yourself playing more? Like, is it the 64? Is that your main one, or is there another one?
For a while, it was the 64 till it stopped working, which was really annoying,
Okay.
slash heartbreaking when it stopped working.
I guess so, yeah.
Because I used to play the crap out of Wayne Gretzky 3D Hockey 98, but
Nice.
like every player, like I used to be able to list like every player on that game, and then when that crashed, I was devastated. I was devastated
Well, I
at the
guess
time.
so, yeah. Oh,
Then
okay.
I switched to PlayStation 2, which I had for like 12, 15 years. I would only play I'm not sure if it's on here or if it's on the previous iteration of Nattering with E. So we used to be on SoundCloud before you and I connected. We used to be on SoundCloud a few years ago. And so
Oh, okay.
I did a podcast episode called My One and Only Working Video Game. So get the it was called Colosseum Road to Freedom, and basically you play as the life of a gladiator, and like you try to go through the game. So essentially what happened was is that my PS2 for whatever reason wouldn't work with any other game that I tried, just this one game for like 10 of the 15 years that it worked. It was literally just that one game, and then like random DVDs. So I was like, so at the time, because I lived with I mean, I'm back living under the same roof as my folks, but when I was first living with them, they were like, you can play video games in the summertime or on weekends. You can't play the during the week. And I'd be like, Mom, Dad, I'm 25. I can make my own decisions.
Well, look, and now you have your own place. You can play all you want.
Now in the house that I'm in with them, it's like two units, so they have their own unit and I have my own unit, so I can do like my own thing, which is
Make
nice.
your own rules now.
I've been trying to save up to play to buy like a Xbox Series S or a PS4, and every time like a budget thing comes up, and I'm reviewing it with my folks, they're like, no video games for you. And I'm like, no, don't take that from me.
You're like, that helps me.
They're like, no, buy a gym membership instead of a PS4. And I was just
That's
like,
my getaway. That's my relief.
really? Love you, parents, but like, come on.
Like, damn. Like, why you gotta be so harsh?
Like, I just want to play Duke Nukem so bad.
Oh my God, my nephew was obsessed with that game. Holy shit. He had like posters and everything all over his room with Nukem.
So for years I thought Duke Nukem and Johnny Bravo were the same guy.
They look similar.
They do. So I'm
They
like,
really
how?
do.
So anytime I would play Duke Nukem, I'd be like, how come he's not like somebody call my mama?
Pretty lady.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm kidding. I love Johnny Bravo, but you know what? That concert, that cop, that concert. What's, I have concert on the brain. Sorry, that cartoon would not pass now. So many women would be so pissed.
So many.
Yeah,
I even think of like
definitely.
Clone High and like Robot Chicken, and I'm like, how are those things like not canceled yet, you know?
Because I play it late at night. That's why Adult Swim's good for that.
I remember growing up in like late 90s, early 2000s. I don't know if you experienced the same thing back then too, but it was like Red Shoe Diaries, Oz, Johnny Bravo, Clone High, South Park were the only things on past 11.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. That. Yeah. I remember the lineup. That lineup. Oh,
I remember thinking Sex in the City wasn't like a drama for women. I thought it was like along more the lines of like Red Shoe Diaries.
oh, I fucking love Sex in the City. That's like my jam. That's like my show. I love that show.
I used to love it too. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I used to watch all the episodes because I always thought Smith was like the best character for Samantha, like of her boyfriends that she had.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Definitely. Samantha
And then
was my favorite.
apparently James Reiner, I think that's the guy's name. The old guy with the mustache who would be her boyfriend too.
I know which one you're talking about, but I can't. Like, his name can't come to my into mind. But I know who you're talking about.
James Raymer, he was in a movie called The Warriors, like you know the street gang, the
Yes, I
Warriors.
remember the Warriors. Yes.
Yeah, so he played Ajax in that, and so I was like, oh my God, this dude went from like beating up guys dressed as clowns with baseball bats to being Samantha's boyfriend on Sex and the City.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was really good. I love that show. That was so
Yeah, that stuff's great.
good.
That stuff was
But
good.
yeah, but that's cool though. That so N64 was your jam, hey?
Yeah, lately it's been the Switch because that's the only one that I have here. But like, did you ever play much computer games when you had a computer or not really?
Probably the pinball or
Nice.
that one with the what the fuck is it? Minesweep?
Oh yeah, Minesweeper.
Minesweeper, pinball, solitaire.
Oh yeah, the classics.
Yeah, those are the ones that I would play. Like, mind you, I'd only play those if my internet wasn't working.
Yeah,
Like,
exactly.
oh, shit, I gotta go back to play this. My internet's not working. Damn dial up. No, just kidding. Oh, man.
Because I know with like we mentioned Fortnite earlier, because if you guys aren't in the Shining Wizards Discord, definitely join and connect with us, and we'd love to have you there to schmooze. But one of the things that they talk about in the video game thread, other people will be like, "Hey, did you play Ghost of Tsushima of Tsushima?" I think that's the name of it, or like Assassin's Creed or Pokemon. And then Tony, who's one of the hosts from Shining Wizard, shout out to Tony Asho, the man. He'll be like, "Why don't you guys just play Fortnite with me?" And it's like because we're not 10, Tony. We're not 10. But now, like, everybody and their uncle in that thread is like, "Oh, I got a Fortnite account," and like they're all on the computer, and so
Yeah, I think the only new like game that I actually really got hardcore into was the Just Dance game. Like when the Nintendo Wii came out, and then they had like, you know, like they had that like the Wii Fit and like the Just Dance game. I have like every single Just Dance game. I fucking love that game. And it's a good workout too. Like it makes you sweat. Like
What
it's so good.
did you ever play Dance Dance Revolution at like the arcades and stuff like that?
Tried it. Yeah, I've definitely tried that. Like there's a couple of theaters we have here that have that. I've tried it a couple of times. It was fun.
I used to
Yeah,
love
I'm all big
arcade.
about dance games.
So what you're saying is when we eventually meet, which is gonna happen this year actually, because going to a Comic Con and meeting up, we must have a dance off.
Dance off. Oh man. Well, I know like I know for the Just Dance like it has some pretty good like I it's funny because like even when I'm not playing it, I still if I hear the song, I just like know the moves as I'm if I'm at a shop, if I'm at a grocery store or something and I'm like, "Oh, I know this one." Like
That's
I
awesome.
know this one. But yeah, but no, that was like my most recent games I've played. But the ones that I mostly played when I was younger, like not the regular Nintendo, but the Super Nintendo was my go-to. Like I played everything on there. Mario, Duck Hunt, like, well, not, no, that's, oh, fuck, I'm mixed up. That was the first one. I mean, no, but yeah, I played, but I was really good at Mortal Kombat, though.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah, I knew all the moves, all the codes and everything. Like, I knew all of that.
Actually, it's funny. This is an audio-only podcast. However, just to sort of pop SJ slash tell her the story, you know how Sub-Zero is like, "Get over here."
Yeah.
So whenever I have to call Ivy or my previous dog Bailey, I would always be like, "Get over here." Like I do a Sub-Zero voice so that they would come.
Or come here.
Yeah, come here. Get over here.
Yeah.
And there was
Or that one where wait, Johnny Cage?
Johnny Cage was also there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, there was
What other
another one
was
you were
it?
saying? You said there was
Oh,
another one?
Jack?
Oh yeah, Jack.
Jack? I think my fa I liked him in Mar in MK3 because in that one he would like had that me those metal arms. Like he had those metal arms or whatever, and then he would like gotcha like just
Right.
punch you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever play Street Fighter or anything like that?
Oh yeah, I've played Street Fighter. I've played like Mortal Kombat. Doug's really good at Killer Instinct. That's his game. Like I mean, so like so many people have tried like going against him on that, and they can never beat him. Like he whipped my ass on that.
That's awesome. I'm just
Yeah.
looking at it now and I'm like, "Oh man, that's great." Do you guys have an online account for the Switch or no?
I know he does. I don't.
Cuz I was going to say we should play games too.
Yeah, he plays it more than me. Like it's his Switch. Like I
Nice.
mean, like he yeah, that's his like for me, like I said, I stick to my classics. I stick to like my Super Nintendo, my Nintendo, my Wii. Those are my go-tos like whenever I want to play a game.
Did you ever play like Mario Tennis or any of those back in the day, or?
I couldn't really get into Mario Tennis. I thought it was actually kind of boring.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, no, like I like most of the Marios, but my favorite would probably be Mario 3.
Oh, nice. Good choice, good choice.
Like raccoon tails, and like you can like get like those Snooki suits where you can turn into a statue, and
I
so yeah,
see.
that was pretty cool.
Yeah, racing games were always my thing. Like Mario Kart, I'm big
Oh, I
into.
love Mario Kart. That one is good.
Yeah. You guys have that on
Except
your
Tom.
Switch?
I know he has it on us. We also have the original game too.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah.
It's funny though, because like I remember one time at a family event, we were all playing, and there was four of us playing it. And me and I didn't like when you're playing, you don't know which driver you are sometimes. And I like, yeah, and obviously I thought I was winning, but no, I was the one crashing. Like I'm looking at the wrong screen the whole fucking time. It was so funny.
I tried playing Mario Kart in like live against people online or something like that, like just random people online. And I was so bad at that game. I thought I was pretty good. I was so bad that midway through the first lap, I got an alert that said, "Everybody else has finished the race. We're just waiting for you." I was like, oh, my
So that's like
feelings.
my mistake. That's similar to me, where I'm like watching the wrong fucking screen.
Yeah. I was like, oh, my feelings, my heart.
And so, out of all the Mario games you've ever played, like you know how there's like different worlds? What was always your favorite world to be in?
Oh, that's a good question. I have to actually look up the names for it.
Like it does, like doesn't matter what game, whatever, like you know which world was your favorite to play? I'm
Yeah.
not going specific with a particular game, so.
No, I know. I was big on like Donkey Kong. I don't know if that answers the question. No, probably doesn't. No.
Donkey Kong's good too. I like Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong. Sure. So I'm looking at a Wikipedia now. I'll share my screen so that you can see it too.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, can you see the screen with the different Super Marios?
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so this one here for Super Mario Brothers 2 World 3. I'm just gonna pull that up. Yeah, that one, I like that one a lot. That one was pretty cool.
Nice.
What's the other one? I like that the so on Mario Kart 8 on the Switch. Every year near the end of the year, they release new levels. And so one of them was actually like Vancouver as a city, and another one was like Tokyo. And but like it's cool to see that they like have these race courses for them, you know?
Oh, nice.
But yeah, I've been trying to play more Assassin's Creed recently, and I hate the sea levels. I hate the sea levels.
I've never played Assassin's Creed, but I've heard of it.
If you can beat the levels in under like 50 hours, then that's like pretty impressive. I'm like on 120 and I'm still at like 30% of the game completed. So, yeah. So as we wind down here, SJ, do you want to do next week? We shall do the simple, I mean, the Backstreet Boys discography.
Yeah, we can work that in sometime. I don't even have to listen to them. I already know them by heart, so.
Okay, because all I have is the only song I know, like, without looking up is Quit Playing Games With My Heart. That one.
Oh wow. Yeah, that's an oldie.
Yeah, that's great.
And then also I was gonna say too, like I know we're still like I know we were doing like some games and stuff, but I was gonna ask you too. So you know how like a lot of them they made real life movies of these video games? Like which one was your favorite out of the ones they've made?
Street Fighters for sure, with like Van Damme back in the day. Like those were the real deal. Even the Ninja Turtles, I would say they had some good games come out on like the Nintendos and the whatnots afterwards. But I love everything Ninja Turtles, as you know, and Power
Oh, of
Rangers and
course,
stuff.
yeah.
Yeah,
I need that already. You know, you should really get a Ninja Turtle tattoo.
been debating it. I've been debating it. I've been doing all my tattoos recently have been like just black and white, but I'm like, oh my God, I gotta get this.
It's depending which turtle you want, though. There's four of them to choose from.
It's true. It's true. Although you'll end the conversation like you'll lock me out of this own window when I tell you the craziest thing. My favorite character has always been Casey Jones.
He's just awesome.
Yeah. But like when people are like, who's your favorite turtle? I'm like, they're all cool. But Casey Jones, that's my guy right there. Like,
Oh my God, he's awesome.
yeah, Elias Coates as the original like live action Casey Jones. Like that's my guy. That's my guy.
Oh,
Yeah.
there's some really good cosplay for Casey Jones too. I've seen at some cons. Some is really good.
Yeah, I'm looking so forward to going in June to that one.
It's gonna be a fun time.
Yeah, you know what I saw at Toronto Comic Con apparently is this coming weekend,
Ooh.
but like the lineup was, and I was like, I don't know if I
Not
want to pay $38
that
for it. I mean,
good. Okay.
the only guy who's there is Anson Mount, who he play he's on Strange New Worlds for Star Trek, but he was also Cullen Bohannon on Hell on Wheels, which if my pal Casey is actually listening to this episode, know that Bohannon and Elam should have stayed in the entire series there.
Yeah.
He'll know what that means.
That's true. And yeah, and then about the movies, I would like my honestly, my favorite movies of the that were remade or that were made from games was the Mortal Kombat one.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I was about to ask you actually what your favorites were. Yeah.
So the Mortal Kombat from 95 was good. Annihilation was phenomenal. And then the new one they just released in 2021 was fucking sick.
Oh,
It
it was,
was
eh?
so good. Yeah, it was
Interesting.
so good. Yeah, you should really check it out when you get a chance.
Yeah, because I kept seeing like reviews saying that it was not good, and I was, you know how movies are so subjective, like something you might love, I might hate, or vice versa. So
Yeah.
whenever I read these reviews where they're like, oh, this is the worst movie of all time, I'm like, the hell it was.
Yeah. So, yeah, Mortal Kombat was definitely my favorite. But the one that I really dislike that I look at it when I look at it now. Like the original Mario Brothers movie from 93.
Oh, with the goob. Yeah.
Yeah, that one is really good, but like then I'm thinking about how they made those Goombas. I'm like, they
Oh,
didn't even
yeah.
look like a fucking Goomba.
Yeah. And all
The hell
that oozy
is
stuff
that?
was so
Yeah,
weird.
Yoshi was adorable in the movie, but what did they do with the Goombas? Come on now. Was not happy.
Did they ever come up with a game for the crow? Or no?
I don't think so. You know, we should probably look that up. I don't think there ever has been one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think there was talk of one, but I don't think they released it. Yeah, let me check. Sounds vaguely familiar.
Apparently, there was one on PlayStation 1 called The Crow City of Angels.
Yes, I just seen that now. I've never tried it.
No, me either.
But I did see a review on here already. It says bad video games, and it's on
Oh
that list. So
my
that answers my question.
God, we should do that as a future episode too. Bad video games that we actually enjoyed.
Yeah.
All
That'd be
right.
good.
Well, SJ, as we wind down, plug yourself and I will plug myself. And
All right. So, anywho, you can find me on Instagram as Carnival of Chaos with a K. And you can also find me on Twitter as well as Carnival of Chaos with a K. I'm also sometimes helping promote some of the Visions Visionary Global Media stuff. So you'll see a lot of that on my feed. And then it's mostly like horror movies, wrestling, and podcasts. But yeah, you can find me on there.
Awesome. And SJ, as always, it's a pleasure doing this with you. It's an absolute blast. You are truly the Johnny Gargano of this podcast. And what I mean is the heartbeat of the
Oh, stop.
podcast. Every I like that. Every time I mean this as a very positive thing, but you know in wrestling when they say, oh, this guy's the heart and soul of the company, but then he or she always loses like the world title chances. You're just she's like, is that a good thing or is that
We were at the flip thinking, I'm like,
a
what?
bad thing?
Okay.
Yeah. For me, you can follow me on Instagram at Nattering with E, all one word. And Twitter at E underscore Freeds. Also, as we've noted previously, we'll be having some stickers coming through, both for Frigid A directly and for Nattering with E. And yeah, it should be great. Get a hold of us if you want any of that. And oh my God, I'm still looking at this screen on the other on my other monitor, SJ. It says Crow City of Angels got a 3 out of 10. So if that's not Frosty, I don't know what is.
Yeah, that's pretty frigid.
Yeah. And with that, we'll see you later.
See ya.